Joining us from the National Weather Service in Indianapolis is meteorologist Greg Mello. Greg, very active day on Sunday in terms of the weather pattern. What did you guys see in terms of maybe some storm damage? I know some tornado warnings were issued. How would you summarize what happened Sunday?
So yeah, we did issue a tornado warning. We had a funnel cloud report, but no damage with that, thankfully. And we did have some wind damage reports that were sent in to us. We're still looking through those. And they were quite scattered. We didn't get too many wind reports, but we're looking through those still. And the flooding threat, though, that was the big story today or last night, because we had a few locations that reported about 4 to 5 inches of rain near Knox County. And that will be the big story this week, because we're probably going to get some more storms moving in late tonight into Tuesday. And we do have a flood watch out for that, because we might get some more heavy rain. And that's the main concern for this week.
Okay. What areas should be concerned about potential flooding heading into this week?
So mainly southwest portions of central Indiana, where we did get a lot of rain last night. That's the biggest story, or the biggest concern will be there, because they already had 4 inches of rain. So any additional rain will really cause issues with flooding over there.
Okay. Any other places in the rest of the state should be concerned about flooding? What other places do you think?
So for flooding, I think the main flood threat will be along and south of I-70 late tonight into Tuesday. But the greater concern will be southwest central Indiana. But we can't rule out isolated localized flooding along and south of I-70. We think north of I-70, there's a very low-end threat, but the big concern will be along and south of I-70.
Where did you guys see funnel cloud reports on Sunday?
So we actually had one of our National Weather Service meteorologists who took a picture and sent it to us. But I'm not too sure. I think the public also sent a few pictures on Twitter, but I didn't hear about them. I came in late, so.
Okay. And are you guys going to be spending most of the day surveying damage to see if there was a tornado?
I don't think we will, no. It was just a funnel cloud report. We didn't get any tornado reports.
Okay. Then when you look into this week, what other chances of severe weather do we have coming along with rain, or is it just steady rain?
So for Tuesday, we do have a marginal risk for very far southern portions of central Indiana for an isolated damaging wind threat, but we think the threat's very low. And then for the rest of the week, it's too early to tell if any severe storms are possible, but the severe threat looks low, if any, for the rest of this week.
Okay. When you guys typically issue tornado warnings, does that not always mean that there is a tornado necessarily?
It does not, no. So we also issue tornado warnings for radar. Looking at radar rotation. So if we see any rotation, we usually will just send out a warning.
Okay, gotcha. Just wanted some clarification on that. Any other threats besides rain this week that people need to watch out for, like damaging winds or hail or anything like that?
We don't think so. I think for Tuesday, you might have to watch out for some isolated damaging winds far southern portions of central Indiana, but we don't think the risk is very high.
We've been seeing a lot of people dealing with drought. How much has this recent rain helped some of the drought conditions in the state?
I have not looked at the drought monitor, but I would assume it has helped quite a bit, especially across far southern portions of central Indiana and also northeast central Indiana, where they had a lot of heavy rain last week.
Okay, well, that's all I've got. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Nope, that was it.
All right, he's meteorologist Greg Mello with the National Weather Service in Indianapolis. Greg, thank you so much for the time this morning. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you.